It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday, September 17th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. If you're a hardcore video gamer, you've probably been up all night playing Grand Theft Auto V, and there's little doubt that millions will be playing the latest version of the crime action title on PlayStations and Xboxes around the world. But big games like GTA cost big money to develop. So is making a game like Grand Theft Auto worth it these days? Alex Schmidt reports.
The latest version of Grand Theft Auto feels like a gritty interactive film.
Leave Lester alone!
Oh, you and Lester together?
And it's as expensive as a blockbuster movie, too. This game cost around $200 million to make. Like so much coming out of Hollywood, this is a tentpole property that producers can count on. Greg Miller is a host at video game news site IGA. He says hardcore gamers have been waiting for GTA since the last edition from 2008.
Everyone, it seems, who plays video games has that memory. This game is going to do insane numbers.
Only top game companies like Rockstar or Electronic Arts have giant franchises. Dan Hsu is editor-in-chief of GamesBeat. He says these titles give companies freedom to do other things.
So those will make up some of the other higher risk properties that may cost several millions to produce, but may not necessarily meet sales expectations.
GTA 5 is forecasted to pull in around $1 billion, leaving quite a bit of room for creative experimentation. I'm Alex Schmidt for Marketplace.
Google has bought the smartphone app maker Bump. Bump lets users tap their phones together and share photos, contacts, and other information. While the app has had 125 million downloads, the deal was no Instagram purchase. Bump was reportedly bought for only $35 million. The good news? With Google behind it, the five-year-old startup could live much longer. A new Miss America was crowned this week, and Nina Davalori from New York is Asian American. Her pageant platform was celebrating diversity, and her talent, a Bollywood fusion dance. If you've seen the ugly underbelly of social media, you can guess where this is going, right? The biggest story after Miss New York won the crown has been about intolerant tweets, many much worse than even this one.
Miss America, you mean Miss 7-Eleven.
That is Jenny Korn, who studies issues of race and online identity at the University of Illinois in Chicago. Korn spends her days looking at these kinds of online comments, and she says the growing occurrence of racist tweets and Facebook posts suggests a new pattern in the digital world, users who want to be known for oversharing their bigotry.
I do believe that the people who are posting their discontent do want to get picked up. If they didn't, they might actually put a comment on a blog or a YouTube video knowing that it will not get as much attention. And we can see that people are seeing these tweets and then showing their support of those tweets via favoriting or via retweeting.
Korn says reality television and other forms of new media are making people eager to get their 15 minutes of fame, even if it's infamy. For her part, Miss America said she would rise above that kind of comment. You can follow our Twitter feed. We're at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.